What are you saying?
This week on Owltoons, Nick Donovan, Jeannie and Charles swoop in with some world premieres. Taiwanese violinist and composer Tu Cheng Wang says hello, PEI, and the duo of Karen Pyra and Mike Elliott tell us why they're aging disgracefully. Is ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the April 4th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Owltoons, because nominations still count, dagnabbit. This is going to be a fun one for you guys. While I always strive to take your ears on a journey through as many genres of music available on the island as possible, in the next hour you're going to hear the epitome of eclecticism. I'm talking country, blues, punk, electronic. We've got some heavy Irish influence, plus some full-on 80s pop with a francophone twist, and classical violin while we're at it. You're welcome. So let's pinball around the playfield of island artists, a metaphor that will make itself clear as we dig into all this. Plunge that plunger, because this is gonna be a multi-ball. Now, chances are, in the last decade, you've heard of Nick Donoff. He's a regular on stages supporting acts like Nudie and 2 Hours Traffic, of which he is now a member. He's also made a name for himself hosting John Prine tribute nights. Considering CBC's Q show named him a mix of John Prine and Joel Plaskett, it's only appropriate. But don't let Nick's persistent participation in the musical delinquency of other bands fool ya. He's got his own solo stuff going on, and that started with his debut album in 2016. You might get the feeling that 16 is a lucky number for Nick, since it's part of the equation of his brand new single that's just come out. If you know your classic country, the title is going to give you Tennessee Ernie Ford vibes, but aside from the song's sound leaning into classic country itself, the rest of the vibes are all Nick's. This is indeed Nick Donoff with his very latest 16 Tons, It's Gonna Have to Do, which won't cause you to owe your soul to the company store, but will cause you to agree that it's worthy of an
Owltoons world premiere.
Tiptoe around, I never say what I mean. My rig still runs on gasoline, my God. I'm getting long in the tooth. I won't change, I wouldn't know what for. You could spit suggestions till your tongue falls on the floor. But that's gonna have to do. Do. I got work, pay all these bills on time. Man, I only keep it going cause stopping's a crime, my God. Looks like they're coming due. But look at these screens, got more than 2 eyes could stand. I got Prime and a couch and a fat old dog called Dan. Like anybody else these days, I'm in everybody else's way, but they're in mine too. So I'm riding it out to the last sunset with every quarter pound cheeseburger and cigarette, my God. I hope it all ends soon, cause getting looking more like a bust, except for limp dick billionaires with 16 tons of thrust. So this'll have to do. Yeah, it's gonna have to do. It's gonna have to do.
Chaque journée et
laisser bas la beauté. Et nous voulons vivre un chant au cap. J'affronte chaque obstacle sans aucune peur. Sous le soleil, sous le ciel gris, je t'ai dans mes bras, toi, pour la vie. Un amour croissant sans aucune fin. Un amour si grand, détruit par rien.
Oh mon dieu, comme totalement. Okay, so Valley Speak doesn't quite have the same lilt in French, but French has enough lilt without it. The music is straight from the 80s, 1987 to be exact, and it's from Francophone Fantastique Panu. That was Un Monde Nouveau from their second album Justice et Vérité. Their first album was 1984's Les Rues Sans Vite. It was, in no particular order, the union of Marcel Cassy, Michel Arsenault, Paulette Arsenault, Wayne Robichaud, and Patricia Richard, then Patsy, who is now half of the duo Sirène et Matelot, that was on the front lines of solidifying Acadian heritage in island music. While it has been 38 years since they released the album from which you just heard, Panu did reunite in 2014 for an Acadian National Day concert. Might they meet again on stage to the max? Like, I still have some sweaters from the 80s I could wear, for sure. Now, going back to that pinball metaphor the show started out with, fully fitting because while you may not know this next artist's music, which I'm gonna fix, you may have spent some time hanging out in his old school gaming parlor, Seven's Pinball-O-Rama, which started out in Cornwall and last November moved down the street from Film PEI on Watt Street in the West Royalty area of Charlottetown. West is where proprietor Seven Graylands comes from, at least because his former residents of Mission, British Columbia wouldn't allow his mission of setting up a pinball emporium. Something about likening it to gambling, how very footloose of them, only with pinball. So Seven brought his 70 machines to the island, and here we go. As for his music, he has a home studio filled with knob-twirling, button-pushing equipment that would have made Prince jealous. It's Seven's largely non-digital way of producing music that rather found an unofficial anthem in his track Decomputerization, the title track of his 2001 album. You're gonna hear it here, and you don't even have to pop in a quarter. It's like Depeche Mode and Nine Inch Nails had a baby. You're gonna love it. Because of Isletunes. This is Seven Graylands.
Yeah.
7, Graylin's Giving You His Digits by Way of His Cut Decomputerization on iTunes. Coming up, Tzu Ching Wang and Guinness help us transition from winter to spring. Coy isn't coy about calling out imposters, and ageism gets a protest group in the form of aging disgracefully. As I age, I tend to think of the brain as a computer hard drive. Eventually, it gets full of files, so some files have to get deleted. That way, new information can be stored. This may be why I have trouble remembering what the hell I went into the other room for. Going with this theory, past events may drop out of our memories, too, as we focus on what's going on today. How about a reminder of what went on then, via This Week in PEI History? April 4th, 1966, The Guardian ran a photo of six members of the junior division of the Queens County Public Speaking Contest who competed at York Hall the preceding Friday. It wasn't clear if the contest was ongoing or if the paper just hadn't announced any winners yet, but the kiddos presented thusly were James Miller of Park Royal, Ira Boyle of Cornwall, David Livingston of Southport, Alan Long of Spring Park, Allison Vesey of York, and John Creswell of Hunter River. Any of y'all listening? Hey, get in touch and tell us how you did. April 6, 1942, the Charlottetown Guardian reported that acting Flight Lieutenant Edward Donald Baker had gone missing during air operations overnight April 1st into April 2nd. He had been the only Canadian in his Royal Air Force squadron, which changed when he was transferred to a Royal Canadian Air Force unit. He'd enlisted in 1940 and received two promotions due to his pilot skills. It was soon concluded that the 23-year-old crashed at sea, and his name is listed on the Runnymede Memorial in Surrey, UK, which states, quote, "In this cloister are recorded the names of 20,000 airmen who have no known grave. They died for freedom in raid and sortie over the British Isles and the lands and seas of Northern and Western Europe." Unquote. Thanks a lot, fascism. April 10, 1879. The Daily Examiner, already running more advertisements than news, as seemed typical for papers of that era, let readers know that the establishment E.W. Taylor's was responding to the new tariff, adding, "If there is anything in the watch, clock, or jewelry line that you require, you will not find the price raised, but in many instances, lowered." I don't know what that tariff was, but is anyone around here going to follow EW's example now that, well, you know who did you know what?
Hi, this is Keegan Bernard, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Gonna wear this face over mine. I can't stand the way they make fun. I wish that I could make them pay. They'll think of skin, that's just what they'll say.
Somebody else, I'll take your life and I'll play the part. I'm visible, either dead or alive.
Don't worry, they don't mean it like Wild Bill and Silence of the Lambs, at least I don't think so. That genre-defying quartet 20 Eyes on Isletunes with their track Wearin' a Face. That's from their debut album Summer Camp, which came out last year. Having formed in 2020, there's that number again, Ryan Van Winkle and Matthew Ford, who share guitar and vocal duties, along with Jackson Bolter and Drew Casabo, formerly of the Darvel on bass, took their collective eyes and toured them around not only the Maritimes, but Ontario and Quebec. Their efforts in drawing from vintage rock and roll, old school punk, and elements of power pop snagged them a Music PEI Award nomination for Rock Loud Recording of the Year, which in turn snagged them a place on one of Music PEI's stages during their awards week last month. I don't think the Beaconsfield Carriage House is quite recovered from 20 Eyes yet. I was there, and I lend some of the stuff from their set, which will soon be up on Patreon, along with all the other performances and long-form video interviews you can get exclusive access to for $5 a month. That is, when I can find time to post new stuff. Here's another musician who had his moment on a Music PEI Awards Week stage, but quote-unquote only in a fatherly role. I also took in his show and will upload what I shot onto Patreon, again time allowing, and had I known at the time that he has led the Dream Lotus Symphony Orchestra since 2006, that he has a Bachelor of Music from the Taipei National University of the Arts, and that he has traveled all over the world conducting and performing, well, had I known nothing, because I couldn't have been more odd than I already was. Tzu Cheng Wang moved to PEI from Taiwan in 2018 after having visited the island and fallen in love with it. Familiar story, right? Same thing happened to me. He was driving home and got himself stuck in a snowdrift. Even though it was nearing midnight, islanders rallied to help him, and that was the inspiration for both this next song and the album it comes from, Hello PEI, which was released in 2022. Tzu Cheng Wang calls the collection a gesture of appreciation for the kindness PEIers have shown his friends and family. Oh, speaking of which, I didn't mention who can claim him as a father. Just Betty, the 19-year-old English and Mandarin language pop artist who picked up a Music PEI award this year. And I guess having to have a car pulled out of a snowdrift must be an island rite of passage because, again, the same thing happened to me and my ex our first winter here, and we were likewise greeted with immediate assistance and given a bottle of shine as part of the package. OPEI. Tzu Cheng Wang instrumentally talks about warmth within the snow on this comfy, cozy episode of Isletunes. Thank you.
Blowing through the budding trees, and I buttoned up my coat to keep me warm. But the days are on the band, and I'm on the road again, with my fiddle snuggled close beneath my arm. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in me pocket for me bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. As a king when I catch a breath of spring, and the grass is turning green as winter ends, and the geese are on the wing, and the thrushes start to sing, and I'm going down the road to see my friends. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in me pocket for me bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I have friends in every town as I ramble up and down, playing music at the markets and the fairs, through the donkeys and the creedles and the farmers making deals, and the yellow-headed tinkers selling wares. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in me pocket for me bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. To the big and to the small, to rich and poor alike and foe and friend. And when we return again, may our foes return to friends, and may peace and joy be with you until then. I have a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in me pocket for me bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I've a fine felt hat and a strong pair of brogues. I have rosin in me pocket for me bow, and my fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go.
From Taiwan to Ireland, from winter to spring, that's Guinness with Rambles of Spring from their 1989 album Life of the Rover. Members Jim, Laura, and Patty Farrow recorded 8 albums, their last one coming out 30 years after this one in 2019. They describe themselves as mostly retired, but they have been known to pop back out for the odd Kaylee or two. They have. Maybe you'll get lucky and catch them on stage, with or without a Guinness in your hand as a show of solidarity. We all have our personal messes to clean up. It's just that some of us are more honest about having to do so than others. Chastity, or Chastity Fizzard, as a lot of Islanders know her, imbues that kind of honesty and authenticity in her music, plus mixes Britpop and classic rock into her own kind of elixir. 10 years elapsed between her being fascinated with her grandfather's piano at the age of 2 and first picking up a guitar as a 12-year-old, but Chastity's fondness for writing, which she says she loves just as much as singing, has always been there. The gypsy-spirited St. John's, Newfoundland native spent her childhood on PEI and moved on to BC, Ontario, and Quebec before returning islandside. She gifted us with her Happy in This Oblivion album in 2010. Get out the brooms, dustbusters, or whatever you use to tidy up a personal mess as Chastity cleans up hers on IsleTunes.
I awoke the sun.
iTunes brings you A Personal Mess from Chastity. Whether or not this show rates among the six other heavenly virtues is strictly up to you. Still to come, Coy is anything but an imposter. Jeannie and Charles are anything but plain. And aging disgracefully is anything but disgraceful. It's April now, and though we don't partake in such foolery as April Fool's Day around here, you just might end up feeling like an April Fool if you don't take in one of these shows during the month of April. I pity the fool don't listen to Gigs to Dig across Prince Edward Island, fool. Sunday, April 6th, it's the Island Jubilee Old Time Radio Show featuring John Connolly and Catherine O'Brien. They are at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall in Charlottetown. Also April 6th, it's Spirit of Spring Concert featuring the Chasen Trio, Maxine McClellan, Sheila McKenzie, Blue Streak, and more at Montague Regional High School in Montague. And also April 6th, busy day, Lawrence Maxwell joins Devin Cuddy on stage at the Trailside Music Hall. Thursday, April 10th, it's Island Jazz, John McInnes and Mark Parsons at Baba's Lounge. Also happening April 10th, it's Don Ross playing Harmony House in Hunter River. Looking into next week, Braden V is on stage April 11th at Baba's Lounge. Also on the 11th, Joss Rayom joins Kylie Fox at the Trailside. April 12th, it's Richard Wood, an evening of Celtic music CD launch at Sterling Women's Institute Hall in Stanley Bridge. Also on the 12th, it's the Charlottetown Improvisation Laboratory Volume 3 with Adam Hill, Maya Marquez Calle, Tiffany Leo, Chris Corrigan, and Mac McEckard at City Cinema in Charlottetown. April 16th, it's the PEI String Collective at Steel Hall, UPEI. Also on the 16th, at the Confed Center, it's Rose Cousins' Conditions of Love Tour. And April 17th, it's Island Jazz Sopa Improv Showcase at Baba's Lounge. Speaking of which, don't forget Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kinley!
Hi, this is Sarah Siegel-Lazar, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Isle Tunes? F-bomb alert!
I control.
don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Extra points if you get the reference. Just listen to Koi on iTunes, which is one of several musical projects of One Story Thorburn Shido. That was their cut Imposter from their debut EP Bury Me, out in 2022. Story is also, among other things, a photographer, and talk about capturing a moment in time. Koi, who started playing together in 2017, recorded this album in 2019, and its release was delayed because of, you guessed it, COVID. Story is a bit of a springboard for the PEI music scene. She's also the vocalist for Cell Death and the drummer for Uncle. Her husband Matt was in Akuzma, and Koi's drummer Emily Sori fronts, well, Sori. Not to be left out, Koi is rounded out by bassist and background vocalist Jasara Sinclair. And all it took was a random meeting at Brookfield Presbyterian Church. The current structure dates back to 1895, though it was moved to its present location in 1997. 21 years after that, Jeannie Campbell and Charles Reed started performing together after meeting in the Brookfield basement, and the rest, as they say. Branding themselves an eclectic acoustic duo, they released their debut album Regarding Brookfield in 2022. Last year came their follow-up, Cream to My Coffee. They're back less than a year later, demonstrating a prolificness on the level of Prince. There he is again, with two 2025 singles so far. The first was Hearts and Pieces, the title track to their upcoming third album, but it's this even more recent effort that saw light on March 29th that got my attention. They call it a song about being yourself amid bullying and derision, and boy, do we need that more than ever right now, with certain movements trying to erase anything that's different. All the more reason, I gotta play it. Here are Jeannie and Charles, who are anything but plain, doling out some self-empowerment by way of this
iTunes world premiere.
Think they know my name, homely and so plain. I believe that's what they say. I know I'm not the same. Where do I begin? Trying to fit in. Feel like being me's a sin. Try not to let them win. It's made me insecure, of that I know I'm sure. Realize I am in a crisis, fighting for my freedom to be plain. Trying to explain why I feel this shame. I need to look it in the face and no, I'm not to blame. Learning to begin, growing thicker skin, understanding what we do is what helps to get us through. But it's made me insecure, of that I know I'm sure. I realize I am in a crisis, always fighting for my freedom to be plain. Oh, plain. I am in a crisis, always fighting for my freedom to be plain. We need to learn how to begin. Stand up tall and don't give in. We need to learn how to be strong. Stand up tall, you're not. No longer feel this way. Being different, it's okay. I stopped feeling afraid and learned how to be brave. But I deal with insecure. I'm not always sure, but I realize no longer in a crisis, not fighting 'cause I'm anything but plain. Oh, plain. No longer in a crisis, 'cause I realize I'm anything but plain.
Jeannie and Charles with the second single ahead of their upcoming Hearts and Pieces album, That's Anything But Plain, on Isletunes. The collection was recorded by Gordon Belcher at his famous Guernsey Cove Studios at the very southeast tip of the island. He plays on it too. And Jeannie and Charles will put on their album launch show May 2nd at the Beaconsfield Carriage House, of course in Charlottetown. Age is a funny thing, ain't it? Not aging itself, though at 55, I admit I've had my struggles with so much time having passed and wondering what my life will be like in 20 years. It's more how at least North American society views aging. Watch any TV show. Casts are generally populated with younger folks. Ratings calculators even consider 18 to 34 their golden demographic. Do you hear new music from artists over 50 or even 40 on the radio? Rarely. Then look at how many over-the-hill birthday cards there are, how many anti-aging creams there are on store shelves, and don't get me started on OK Boomer. It's gotten so 20-year-olds think 35 is old, and nobody bats an eye at any of this. It's considered normal. Well, it's also called ageism, and it affects relationships, the workplace, and certainly the self-image of anyone who counts more candles on their birthday cakes than others. Ageism is one of the last socially acceptable prejudices. The United Nations has called it a deep-rooted human rights violation. Plus, it's just bad karma. Do you really want to be looked at as a relic should you be lucky enough to get up there? This topic has been addressed in the music of Karen Pyra, who burst onto the PEI music scene 2 years ago, launching her recording career at 55. Good number. But now she's taken it one step further, pairing up with Nova Scotian musician Mike Elliott to create a project called Aging Disgracefully, and I got to catch up to them to talk about it. Here's the result of that chat. Okay, boomer this, y'all. Okay, check it. It is not uncommon in the music business or in the world in general, really, to put people out to the proverbial pasture once they reach a certain age. Example, radio stopped playing Madonna after the music that she put out after she was 50. That's one example. Think about that. Now, the duo that I've got here for you has given plenty of thought to the subject of ageism, and rising up against it isn't just a part of their repertoire, it's part of their name. She's a vocal dynamo who only just released her first album in 2023 and landed herself on the Canadian Indie Country Countdown chart and the East Coast Top 30 Countdown chart. He's a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and mandolin player out of Nova Scotia who's been jamming since the 80s. And he's played for the likes of Demi Moore and Gary Oldman. Together, they are Karen Pyra and Mike Elliott, respectively. And as I said, their band name is also their mission statement, Aging Disgracefully. And they released their first album on March 28th. Hello, Disgraceful Ones.
Hello.
Welcome to the Isletunes Studios, otherwise known as my basement, which you are seeing through the magic of Zoom. So thanks for zooming by for a chat.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, great to be here.
Good to have you guys here. Now, Karen, first, let's talk about your debut album, Scrapbook, and the fact that you made that debut in your 50s. What led to putting out your first record at this stage in your life and made you want to address ageism in your music as a whole?
So I have always written songs, but they kind of just got put to the back burner until I had an event in my life that was a significant loss. And I wrote a song and my sister said, you need to get that arranged. And so I happened to live in the same community as Tara Spencer, who's a fabulous musician. And I reached out to Tara and said, could you help me arrange it? And she said, oh, yes, and you need to record it. So off we went. And I was terrified. And we recorded it. And then she said, when's the next one? And suddenly there was an album. And it's, you know, the whole age thing, you know, people would say, you're 57 and you're starting an album. What are you doing? It's like, I'm having fun. And so the songs on that album are really, snippets of my life. There's some very strong statements on there about what it's like to be a postmenopausal woman in this society. And that's the song that connected Mike and I, of all things.
And Mike, how about you? Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your own catalog. Had you tackled ageism in your own work as well, or is that something that just came up when you started working with Karen?
No, I guess more or less it just came up when I started working with Karen. I haven't really had a problem with it yet. I started playing when I was 11 years old. My sister Linda played a bit, and she kind of got me into it. And I played with a few bands over the years here in the South Shore of Nova Scotia. I have an album out with a band called The Poor Boys and another album with a band called Heavy Water. One's a rock and roll band. The other one's kind of more folky. When Karen and I got together and I heard her sing her post-menopausal song, I was like, okay, this girl's got something. I gotta get to know her better.
So there was a songwriter's workshop in Shelburne run by Dave Gunning.
Which is where I live.
Yeah, he lives in Shelburne. And Mike and I were both there, and we kind of got to know one another. And then when I sang that song at the showcase, the first person I found when I came off stage was Mike. He said, "Oh my God, I love that song." I got to hear Mike play. I was like, "Oh my God, I love your guitar playing. We got to do something together." So that's how it started.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that. You guys describe yourselves as blues inspired, and I would say that's accurate. How did you guys end up leaning in that direction, and what is your songwriting process?
That's Karen.
I love the blues, but I'm not a trained blues singer in any way. I don't have any experience singing it. My other work is more country folk, but I always wanted to try. So I said to Mike, I have this idea. I want to try and write this blues song, but you need to tell me if it's terrible. So I wrote it. I write melody and lyric, and they come at the same time for me. I don't write all the lyrics and then put the melody or vice versa. I'm all about melody and lyric. And then I shipped it off to Mike and said, "What do you think?" And he said, "Yeah, that's a blues song. We're good." And then Mike takes it from there. You talk about what happens when I send it to you.
Yeah, when Karen first came out with this, I've always loved the blues. I played, you know, on and off blues for all my life, basically. So I've always been into it. And as soon as she said she wanted to do a blues album, I was in right away. But the first song she sent me was on some sort of rudimentary, I don't know if it was one of those walk on the floor keyboards or I'm not sure what she was using for the music part of it. But anyhow, I was like, "Oh, okay." So I worked on it a bit. I've got an old looper pedal here, and I kind of threw a drum beat and a few things into it and sent it back to her, and she liked it. So there it began.
It's been an easy songwriting process for us. That's kind of how it goes. In fact, there was one night I went to Shelburne because we were working on recording a piece, and we like worked on 5 songs in one night. Yeah.
We just got a natural flow together. It's crazy not to take advantage of that. If you work so well with somebody, we had no choice. We were in it for the ride after that.
I'm speaking with Karen Pyra and Mike Elliott of Aging Disgracefully here on IsleTunes. Now, your band website describes Aging Gracefully as not just a name, but a movement. Now, maybe I'm biased because I'm 55, but I love what you guys are doing. Using the microphone as a middle finger to make the statement that old is just a state of mind. I never use the word old to describe myself. I think the inner affects the outer. And once you start saying, "I'm old," your body's going to follow suit. So I ain't about that. But your work says that the wisdom of being older, there's a difference there. It can inform your creativity, and that ageism is one societal expectation that needs to be bucked. So what do you hope your music and manifesto will accomplish through your examples?
I hope it inspires people in our age group to follow their dreams. Like, just because you turn 57 doesn't mean you can't start an album, you know? I think it also it gives voice to people in our generation. Think about the music that's out there today. Nobody's talking about the issues of postmenopausal women. Nobody's talking about, you know, one of our songs is Cheating, and it's not meant to be about people in their 20s. It's people who've been together for a long time and suddenly realize, holy crap, this isn't working. You know, like, there's nobody's writing about that. So at least for me, I don't want it to encourage people, but I also want people to find a voice in what we're playing, because what we're playing isn't for younger generations, it's for our generation.
Again, I love that you guys are speaking out towards our generation and, you know, letting people know that, you know, we're still vital. And I think it's important, especially for women, because you know, as men, we don't face exactly the same kinds of stereotypes and pressures that women do. I mean, of course, gay men do as well, but not to the level that women do. And so I think it's important, you know, that you guys are kind of putting both of those perspectives out there.
Exactly.
One of our songs, Black Stockings, which if you better listen to it, it's crazy. But how often do we hear people say when they see an older couple, oh, aren't they sweet? It's like, yeah. I don't look at my husband of 37 years and say, oh, aren't you sweet? I might look at him across the table and say, I wonder if we'll both stay awake late enough. Yeah. So, you know, Black Stockings isn't about a 20-year-old in black stockings. It's about the people who've been, you know, together with people for long periods of time who are still putting on the black stockings, who are still proud to put them on, who, you know, strut to show their assets, as the line says, yeah. And who are, you know, still living life large. And that's what we're all about.
So is there any chance of getting you over here to PEI, Mike, for some shows? Aging disgracefully calendar looking like right about now?
Once I'm healed up from my shoulder surgery, Karen and I definitely want to hit the road and push the album. And PEI is definitely on our radar. You know, I got some musical friends over there down in the Gross Marsh, Cardigan area. So they were in a band called the Rubber Boot Band, infamous Rubber Boot Band from PEI. So we'll gather up some musicians somewhere, and we definitely will put a show on in PEI. We plan on doing PEI, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, maybe Cape Breton too. So
until you have the opportunity to see these two age disgracefully right in front of you on stage, you'll just have to settle for their music. Gosh darn it. So what you're about to hear isn't their first. That was the Christmas Diddy Holiday Tangle, which hopefully you caught on the Isle Tunes Christmas episode back in December. This single is Shatter the Mirror, which follows their previous release, Foggy Highway. And while the pro-age equality or pro-agelessism, if that's a way to describe it, is certainly there in full force, the song is almost more of a self-empowerment message for any age, really. Tell us what went into the writing of that and anything else that you want people to know about it.
So that is the first song that we wrote together that's a blues song. That was the grand experiment. That song is about, and it's very probably more of a women's song than a man's song, but maybe I'm wrong. Society telling us, you know, what we should wear and how fat we're allowed to be and how skinny we're allowed to be and don't be too sexy, but don't be frumpy and, you know, don't color your hair. And why aren't you coloring your hair?
How many wrinkles are you supposed to have? And you know.
Exactly. So Shatter the Mirror is about just break free of those expectations and be who you are authentically meant to be and embrace that. That's what Shatter the Mirror is about.
The song itself is just a rocking straight ahead 12 bars blues. And it gets you up and moving, which us old folks got to do, right?
What did I tell you about not using that word?
Seasoned. We're seasoned.
Yes. I think it's something that people need to hear. And while there is something to be said for there being reverse ageism with, you know, people looking down on younger people for their lack of experience, I think it's just important to, you know, like you said, be where you are. This is one case where mirror shattering is not going to bring you 7 years of bad luck.
No.
Bad luck comes in not buying their album.
That's right.
Right. You're not there to get it.
Just kidding, sort of. Karen, Mike, thank you both so much for allowing me to age disgracefully along with you. Maybe when I finally do my own ageism protest song, which I've been planning for ages, pun intended, I can open up for y'all or something.
That'll be awesome.
Right here on Isle Tunes, this is Aging Disgracefully and their brand new single, Shatter the Mirror, which is beyond worthy of an
Isle Tunes world premiere.
life lesson at any stage of life, Shatter the Mirror, the title track of the debut album from Aging Disgracefully. If you're 60, if you're 20, if you're 90, rock where you're at, people. Like it or not, you've aged about an hour since the beginning of this episode, unless you paused in between or skipped around, in which case you're messing up my metric and my metaphor. But it's all by way of saying that's another one in the books, for now anyway. If you liked what you heard, please tell your friends and fam. I'm selfish, I want more listeners, okay? It's also not free for me to get this show distributed, and there's a boatload of promotion that should be done. If you'd like to help with that, there are several ways. One is do a straight-up donation through PayPal, link in the description. As I intimated earlier in the ep, you can become a subscriber on Patreon for as little as $5 a month and get access to exclusive island-only content for your efforts. You can make that happen at patreon.com/isletunes. There's also isletunes merch, including t-shirts, hoodies, and jackets. Hit the online store at isletunes.creator-spring.com. And thank you in advance for your thankfulness. Every week, I post links to where you can buy the music you hear on the show, which helps out the artists, on the isletunes Facebook and Instagram pages, so throw some follows on those. If you've got comments or suggestions, maybe requests, hit me up at 902-807-4250 or send email to amj@isletunes.ca. You can also reach me via those methods if you want to start the show with an islanderism like Justin Dwaran did. Just send me a recording. Don't go all shy on me now. Musical contribution to the iTunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and the microphone needs a potty break, so I guess I'd better wrap this up. Next week, oh yeah, more PEI goodness for y'all. I haven't taken an official count in a while, but I think the iTunes music library is approaching 400 in terms of artists who have said yes to letting me play their stuff on here. So you can bet you're going to hear another 10 of them, but who and in what order? Well, you're just going to have to come back and find out, as will I, because I don't know who those 10 are yet. I do know that there's an election coming up, and at the risk of being political, because why stop now, the choice seems fairly easy. Look at what's happening in the States right now, then take that and layer it over Canada. We don't need that, right? We also don't need to be taking part in America's latest fad of bringing back Nazi crap, so remember, ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.